Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by Sam Williams, the owner of Electric City Axe-Throwing. Welcome to the Middleman Podcast, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, man. It's a pleasure. I'm excited that you're here, man. You invited us to your facility, and that was just one hell of a time, man. I loved it. So thank you for that. Thank you for coming to the Middleman Podcast. We were axe-throwing, and it was just so much fun, bro. So I just want to talk from my personal experience of what was going on there. You invited us out simply because you followed the podcast page. I was like, okay, axe throwing, this is pretty dope, you know? And then, you know, you and I just ended up talking and you were shooting a commercial, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we had, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but a guy come in with a drone. Mm-hmm. I could look his name up for you later, though.
Yeah, for sure. The electric drone came in and, dude, it was so much fun. You know, Electric City Axe Throwing is located right at Capoose Street, okay, in Scranton. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, intrigued me the most was when you were doing your demographic and your research for, you know, your business and starting up your business, why did you choose Scranton as a location for the Electric City Axe Throwing?
Well, first, we were going to go to Ithaca, which is closer to where I live, mm-hmm. in New York. And I go to school there. Actually, I'm graduating next Sunday.
Oh, hi. Congratulations.
And but they were a bit too small of a city, so we moved up to Binghamton, and which was like twice as big. And then we heard word that there was going to be another bar that was going to add axe throwing to its bar. And we figured, well, like that's going to be hard to compete with places that has beer, axes, and food. So we looked around more, and we saw Scranton had nothing in the whole county. So we moved in here quick.
That's awesome, man. And you got the Michael Scott shirt on. I see you're a big fan of The Office, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely the best comedy show by far. Nothing compares.
Did that play a big part into the location?
No, actually.
No?
It was just a happy coincidence.
That's awesome, man. I love it. You have all these fantastic reels that we'll definitely get into, you know, but nonetheless, we had a fantastic time. You were showing us how to throw the axes, okay? Like, as a first timer, when you go to your Electric City Axe Throwing, you might be nervous to throw the axe and actually really throw your power into it. And that's something that I realized was that throughout the journey of just the whole experience, right? My team and I, we got a little bit more confident. You know, the more and more we were throwing the axes, you know, you came up and you gave us a show and you were showing us some tricks. You know, you showed us how to throw the axe in a backwards motion, okay, underhand, which I couldn't get at all. And I think that's really, really cool, you know. So thank you for showing us how to do that. Thanks for inviting us out. And Michael, what would you say about your experience there? How much fun did you have?
I don't really do stuff like that, but that was pretty, like fun to do. Especially when he showed me how to throw it backwards and with the special axe and you use the back of the tip. And I don't know, I just thought it was really cool, you know, especially the tricks. I had a good time.
Yeah, I love trick shots. For some reason, a lot of other places don't allow trick shots, mm-hmm. but it's like that's super lame in my opinion. And, you know, as long as people are being responsible and they're not doing something completely ridiculous where they're being dangerous, then we're all about trick shots. Come in there, do something silly, make something cool for TikTok or your Facebook, whatever you want.
A boomerang. The first boomerang of axe throwing. Middleman Podcast stapled. So I want to ask you, man, it's such a unique activity, axe throwing. Michael mentioned, he was like, yeah, I don't really do that often. Neither do I, man. That was my first time ever doing that. What drew you to the sport of axe throwing?
Well, honestly, when I first heard of it, I thought it was kind of cheesy.
Okay.
But then myself and the co-owner, Jose, we went down to Virginia for a wedding of a friend of ours. And he owns an axe throwing range. And when we went there, it was a lot of fun. And he was telling us about his whole journey starting that business. And he kind of roped us into it, him and his wife did.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I saw Jose on the Instagram as well. So you said that's your co-owner.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So you guys have a little bit of competitive going on, I see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, who's a better axe thrower, be honest?
It goes back and forth.
Okay.
But usually once I get into his head, it's game over.
That's fun, man. That's a lot of fun. And there's all types of games there, man. It's such a unique setup. When you walk into the building, you know, there's an upstairs section and there's a downstairs section. Upstairs, you have all the electronic portions of axe throwing, you know, and then downstairs, I would say, is more like competitive, maybe even a league. Do you host leagues in that facility?
Yeah, actually, we have a league starting this July.
Oh, no way, man. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. How many teams do you have in this league?
So it's an individual league. People can come and throw by themselves, but it's there really just to come and have fun. And pretty much everyone that comes in there is amateur level. So if you've never even thrown axes before, you can still come in and actually compete with other people who aren't that much better than you.
That's awesome. So you've been doing this for about how long? 6 years?
Oh, no. We opened in July of 2021.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. No. But like you in general with axe throwing, because, dude, you got a pretty good skill set, my friend.
Oh, no. I haven't thrown axes. The first time was in 2020.
Oh, summer. Wow.
So it's really not that hard once you start. Most people that come in, if they've never thrown an axe before, I can usually get them sticking it to the wood pretty consistently within 10 to 15 minutes. Sometimes people take a little bit longer. Sometimes people get it literally on their first throw.
So what is it that you find common between people when they're starting to throw the axes, that they're having a hard time struggling? What is like a key aspect to just throwing the axe?
The biggest thing is the distance.
Okay.
If you're not standing at the right spot, then the axe will either over-rotate or under-rotate and just simply won't hit the wood with the right part of the axe. So you just move that person up or back.
Gotcha. And how much is like the maintenance on the wood there? How often do you find yourself replacing those pieces of wood there?
Definitely depends on how many people we have throughout the day. But it usually lasts a fairly good amount of time. We use a special wood that's a little bit more absorbent of moisture, and it kind of acts a little bit more spongy than splintery, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah, great information, man. And like I said, it definitely comes with confidence. The more and more you throw the axes, the more and more you're actually getting better at it. You know, this starting off with two hands. I know I remember starting off with two hands, and then I went to the one hand transition. And then, you know, doing it underhand, I couldn't get it at all. But you did bring out some other special axes, which we're going to get into later. But I want to touch on the office aspect of your facility, of the brand, because it's so much fun seeing your TikToks, your reels. And you know, so one of my favorite ones is definitely, seeing you do the flippity flip one. If anyone knows The Office, would you care to explain that skit for them?
Yeah. So essentially Michael Scott's always trying to do stuff that looks cool, and he usually looks pretty lame doing it. But there's one scene where he's trying to throw a basketball over his shoulder and have it go into the hoop without him even looking. And after about 50 takes, probably, he finally gets it in, and he's super excited about it, and then walks off as if that was his first try.
That's funny. So in turn, you did that with the axe behind the back. So I loved it, man. That was a great reel. And I'm like, yo, this is clever. It's great business marketing, man. Honestly, it's so smart on you to do that.
Thank you.
And in my second favorite reel was the parkour one. Okay, parkour. All right, everyone should know parkour. And I'm like, yo, how isn't that reel blown up, bro? Like, I saw it. I'm like, yo, it's hilarious. It's Sam over here rolling on a couch that's upstairs. And then you even grab on, like, the steel beams at the top, you know, give yourself a pull-up and then throw the axe. So I think that was really, really cool, man. Who comes up with these ideas?
Well, that one actually was our employees. And the guy was Tanner, actually, one of our coaches.
Oh, that was you?
No.
Looked like you.
We're both tall and slender guys, so I can see how we look alike. But yeah, we just kind of brainstormed and they came up with that idea. And, you know, I try and let our coaches go in whenever they're trying to be creative and they come up with business ideas. I'd like to encourage that. So they wanted to make the video and I told them to go ahead and they posted it and it was pretty cool.
It was a genius video. It's hilarious, which actually reminds me of a little segue story I want to share with you real quick. I was in my own little parkour situation about like 2 weeks ago. Okay. I thought I was going to have to jump off of the roof of a building that I was at. Okay. So I went up to the roof of this facility. I'm an HVAC technician by day.
Right.
So I'm on the roof of this facility and I go through the hatch and, when you get to the hatch door, there wasn't a latch. Okay, the latch was on the left, so you had to just grab it, stick it in there, twist it, and then, you know, put it back down. Well, it was raining for like the past 2 weeks. So me being a common courtesy type of guy, I went ahead and I shut the hatch, you know. Well, not thinking, I locked myself out on the roof. So I'm like, damn, how am I going to get down from here? You know, like, am I going to have to do like some parkour? So there was like a lower roof, right? I was on an upper roof, but there was a lower roof. And I'm like, if I do maybe like a front flip, you know, land on the bottom roof there, then, you know, start doing a back pedal cartwheel into the dumpster, right into the cardboard. I think it'll soften my fall. I could have made it, you know. So nonetheless, they actually had to get like a whole rescue mission to get me out of there. Yeah. I was hoping that we would have had to call the fire trucks, because that would have been hilarious. But they had to go and into my work van, grab some tools, and basically break the latch off in order to get the door to open back up. So I was like, wow, I'm ready to do some parkour if I need to, you know. So,
man, that sounds pretty exciting.
It listen, man, these work adventures, they're a lot of fun. And I actually got this drone over there. It was a Salvation Army. A $10 drone, bro. I'll talk about it later for tea time. Because I'm learning how to use it. But yeah, so we learned how to do axe throwing. You know, we did it underhand, backwards. And then I mentioned that, you know, we had the luxury of doing all these trick shots, you know. And that's such a great big part. And do you think that a lot of facilities allow that, the trick shots, or no? They don't.
No. There are a lot of people, or a lot of places have a lot of really strict rules. Mm-hmm. And they don't let in people who are under 18, or they don't allow any sort of BYOB or trick shots, and I feel like that just kind of takes away from the fun aspect.
Yeah, the trick shots are a great aspect of it. And, you know, when you and I were talking at your facility, you said it best, you know, like, we're allowed to do trick shots until someone ruins it, you know. So please be mindful when you're going to Electric City Axe Throwing, and just, you know, enjoy yourself, but don't make a fool out of yourself by doing something extreme that might get someone hurt, you know, because that's what will ultimately come down to, hurting someone that will, you know, cut the fun and all that liberty that you give everyone and freedom. So it's so much fun there, man. I really enjoy my time there. It's great for family. It's great for friends. Do you throw parties, you know, any caterings like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We get graduation parties, bachelorette parties.
Tough.
Divorce parties, too.
Hey!
A lot of birthday parties. We had a lot of, like, corporate events and things like that, too. Fundraisers. So anything, awesome. Honestly.
Are divorce parties common?
No, okay. Thankfully, but they definitely do happen.
They've happened?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. We joked about that once with a DJ, and it was a joke, but I guess they do happen. Wow, that's pretty dope. What, do they, like, hang up the photo of the other person's face and just have at it?
I saw, not here, but there's a picture online of a girl who brought her wedding dress, and they threw axes at it.
That's tough. That's fun, man. That's so much fun. There's a lot of games there. Would you care to explain some of the games that are incorporated in the upstairs level that, you know, people can enjoy?
Yeah. So there's an endless amount of games you can play with axe throwing. Just kind of the only limit is your own creativity. But we do have game lists that you can play on any sort of axe throwing target. But one thing that sets us apart is those electric targets. Well, they're projector targets. And they have a projected image, which allows your target to be pretty much whatever you want. It could be a tic-tac-toe board or a Connect Four, or it could be a bunch of zombie heads, or we have one that's like Bottle Crush, like the app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw at your target, and whatever you hit, you use a mouse and a keyboard to click on that item, and it'll keep score for you. You can put in whatever name you want. And it's kind of like the same way a bowling alley works, where you have 10 frames and you try and get as many points as you can within that time limit.
Exactly. It's a fantastic time. You know, I think I love the amount of variety that you have for your clients. You know, like, everyone can go ahead and pick what type of game, like, even there's like a duck hunt type of game on there as well. You know, I was a big fan of the zombie one. You know, I was loving the zombies, always just trying to kill the zombies. It was a lot of fun. And then you even came upstairs and you handed us some pretty unique axes, you know, some pretty unique axes. Do you remember which ones I'm talking about? The three, there's one that was like a cross. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there were the other two that were just pretty lightweight. So, like, when those really changed the game, that was when we were experienced. You know, at this point, we're 20 minutes or at least maybe in 20 minutes, about an hour into axe throwing, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves, and you hand us these new axes to work with. So, you know, I went ahead and, like, when I think about axe throwing, I think Vikings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Is that what comes in your head when you think about axe throwing from time to time?
Definitely most people think about Vikings or lumberjacks.
Okay. Vikings or lumberjacks. So I went ahead and I was like, how well knowledge are you about the history of axes?
Not very much.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know, because I went ahead and I was like looking at stuff because I'm like, I think Vikings when I look at axes, you know, and it turns out that everything that you see on TV is not really true, bro. That the internet, you know, the web kind of says that axes are not so much used. All right, so I think of Vikings, right? You think of battle, mm-hmm. correct?
Right.
You think they use it in a fighting form, or do you think they use it as a tool? Which, if you had to pick a side, which one would you have chose?
An axe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, both.
Both, okay. I thought strictly battle. I thought strictly battle. Well, it turns out that axes weren't really used for battle. They were more so used for chopping wood. You know, they were more so used for tools. And as a matter of fact, based off the material that your axe was made out of, you know, it would determine what stature you're at, like your status. Like it was like a status. And like, I guess if you had a Maserati compared to a Ford Fusion type of deal, you know, if you had a wooden axe compared to a steel one, then you're richer on a totem pole. So I went ahead and I was doing some of this research and I'm like, wow, that's really intriguing, man. I didn't know that was what I was going to come up with, you know, because I thought that watching the shows Viking, you know, the axes were such a pretty good tool for just battle and not even being made for tools, you know, just for wood. So you had all these other axes, and my personal favorite was the cross. Mm-hmm. Was the cross with the three pointy edges. Okay, so if I'm just have you guys imagine it. It's a cross, three pointy edges, one, actually four at the bottom. And the reason I enjoyed that one was because it was so lightweight, dude. It was so lightweight, you know, and it was so easy to just like whip it from a sidearm action to the overhand, from behind the back, no matter what. Like, I felt like it was sticking no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible not to get it to stick with. It's got like almost 360 degrees of where you can hit on it.
Exactly. And then I'm also thinking again, battle style, because, you know, we're all having fun up there. Battle style. If I were a Viking, I would use that, you know, as a throwing axe. You know, I would use it, you know, and you just got to be accurate with it, because no matter what, as long as you hit your target, they're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt. But if you don't, go ahead.
I don't know if it'd have a lot of force behind it. The thing's about half a pound, but maybe if you're facing somebody that's fighting in their birthday suit, you could give them a pretty good cut. Hit them in an artery, maybe, or good, the eye.
Good point. I mean, I've never been hit by axe, you know, and it would probably put me to the ground, you know, just getting hit with an axe. I've seen people take hits and they just walk it off, right? I don't know, man. I think I might fall to the ground. I'd be like, you know, what do you got, Mike? You got something to say?
Yeah, you know what my favorite axe was? It was like a classic silver kind of blade and a nice wooden handle. I don't know. Every other axe was like black, you know, and like a dull kind of gray. But I don't know. I just love the classic looking axe. I don't know. It looked like a fire hatchet. Yeah, like a hatchet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of our house axes that most people use.
Yeah. You have any like fireman axes kind of like cool design? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got some pretty big axes that we pull out for the, you know, or more trusted customers. Yeah.
Really?
We'll get you guys, when you come back, and we'll show you the big ones that are more fun.
That's
wild. You
can
throw those?
Yeah, but we usually only throw those downstairs because we have a bit more room in the height clearance. Mm-hmm. So upstairs, we'll like hit the lights if we try and throw it.
I gotcha.
Have you ever gotten yourself into a league with axe throwing other than your own at your facility?
No, actually, the only league I've been involved with is what we've done ourselves.
Okay, yeah, that's really, really cool, man. So once again, that was my personal favorite. And like you mentioned like bowling, right? You mentioned bowling aspect of it. I have it in my notes right here. I compared it to bowling as well, you know, because of the setup, the variety of axes. You have choices, okay? So like if axe number one is not working out for you, go to axe number two, you know, like figure out your axe because they all come at different weights. You know, there's different ways to throw them, but it's a lot of fun. So I like that comparison to bowling. You know, the zombie game was my favorite game, as well as a duck hunt, and tic-tac-toe was really, really good too. You know, that's one of my favorites to play. So kudos to you and your team. Do you have any other games that you guys are adding to the facility upstairs?
Yeah, we get new games every couple of months from the people who make that software.
That's so awesome.
They are coming out with a new game. Well, not necessarily a game, but it's an option where you can upload whatever image you want and throw at it. So, you know, if you don't like your boss or your ex-boyfriend. I don't know if I can legally tell you that that's okay to do, but there is an option to put up whatever picture you want. So maybe like a logo of the New York Giants or the Eagles, whoever you're not a fan of.
The Knicks, because, you know, as I'm wearing a Miami Heat today, you know, are you a Knicks fan?
I honestly don't watch a lot of basketball.
All right. Then I don't feel bad saying this. Congratulations to the Miami Heat for beating the Knicks. Sorry to Knicks. We'll see you later. That feeling really good about myself today. But yeah, man, so we had a fantastic time there. You know, the crew, you were talking about, like, people have these facilities that are, you have to be 18 and older, you know, like legal permits. You know, what are some of the challenges or some of the permits that you had to acquire to open up a facility such as this?
So axe throwing in general wasn't really that hard, but for us, really the biggest challenge was just the building permits, especially working in the city of Scranton. There's a ton of red tape that you have to jump over and cut through. And so we had like 4 different building inspectors come in, and each one would tell us that there's something different that needs to be fixed. Mm. And so we would fix it and have them come back, but it would be a different guy, and he would overlook whatever we fixed, and he'd only care about something else that the first guy never even said anything about. And this process would just repeat like 3 or 4 times until we finally were able to get everything done.
Wow. So how long was the building process? How long was the trials and tribulations before your doors officially opened?
So we moved into the area in January. My co-owner and I got an apartment together. And we found a place in February, signed the lease at the end of the month. And then between the beginning of March through the very last day of July, we were doing construction.
Wow, man. That is a lot of work. So it was just you two, or like you guys had a whole team? Did you have to contract it out?
The only thing that we contracted out was HVAC.
Okay.
And some electrical work.
Hmm.
But everything else we did ourselves.
Wow. So when you walk in there, it's like a self pride and joy every time you walk in there. Blood, sweat, and tears put into that facility.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I definitely feel good about a lot of things. But on the other end, I notice every single little flaw.
Hmm.
So I definitely want to improve everything that I can.
So what is Electric City Axe Throwing doing to try to distinguish themselves from other axe throwing companies?
Well, the one thing is we have the protected targets. Mm-hmm. We also do glow throw every Saturday. So if you come in on a Saturday, it's going to be black light, kind of like going to cosmic bowling, and everything's glow in the dark. We're BYOB. We're family friendly. We have a lot of private party options. I believe we're the only veteran owned axe throwing in the area. And we do have leagues. I'm sure there's a couple other things that just not off the top of my head.
No doubt. You also do have Arizona Iced Tea.
Yeah, we do.
Respect.
$1.
I was hyped that you had that, you know, so that's pretty cool that you had that. You know, you mentioned that veteran owned, so thank you for your service. You know, those were one of those things that I thought was really, really cool of observing the facility, you know, of observing your place. Okay, so like I've learned coming along through this podcasting journey that I've become more, I'm looking at everything at a different perspective. I'm looking at little cues, you know, I'm trying to pick up on little hints that I could pick up to read a character, you know. So I was kind of like reading you and reading the room, literally. Because, you know, you had these tables there. You had these wonderful wooden tables. Do you know who made those tables? I think you mentioned one of your friends made those tables, correct?
Yeah. Our first employee ever, his name is Chris Ogazzali. And on social media, he goes by the handle The Craftsman. And he makes a bunch of, like, really cool, like, handmade things, whether it be tables, or he made a big giant sign for us too. Does a lot of like craft stuff. He does a lot of things with axes, and he makes like these cool Viking shields that we've used for league trophies in the past.
Sweet. Very, very cool. Yeah, those tables that you have upstairs, do you know what they say on the chairs right there? Because I could kind of remember briefly.
Yeah, we have one table that's all Marine Corps. We have the little yellow footprints that you'll see at Paris Island or San Diego when you go to boot camp.
Oh, is that what the significance of the yellow steps is?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, so when you enlist in the Marines, when you go to training, you jump on a bus, and then you have a drill instructor who runs on the bus. When you finally arrive, you drill your destination, and he screams at you all, and you all run out of the bus as fast as you can, and you find a spot standing on these two yellow footprints, and that's when your journey begins.
Wow, huh? That's significant, man. I did not know that. I like that you said he screams at you, though. He's like,
yeah, and it doesn't stop for 3 months.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely tap into that side of you, man. I'm excited to tap into that. But so you have that one Marine table, and then you have another table. I think was dedicated towards like Thor, you know, the Thor's hammer. And I just love the aesthetic of the room, man. I love the aesthetic of the place. You know, we had some fantastic photo shoots, which we could plug in. I put on a whole Viking outfit. You know, the crew and I. We were all dressed up. I think we had Mario in a Goldilocks outfit, you know, and it's good that you guys add that because it's a good way to have the people take a photo while they're there and, you know, just show what's going on like that. Those types of things help you distinguish from a different facility, you know, like, oh yeah, Electric City Axe Ring has these cool outfits where you get throw as a Viking if you really wanted to. It's a lot of fun, man. It's a great time. So, and then, you know, when you walk inside, you have the flags hanging up in the branches of the military. So like I was getting back to with learning about myself, you know, I mentioned to you before the podcast, like I'm, you know, starting to like slow down into drinking, trying to understand life a little bit, trying to put pieces together, figuring out what I overlooked in the past, you know. So I'm looking through the building and we're talking. I'm like, yeah, you know, I think you were in the military, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yeah, that's right. That's right. And I'm like, that's cool. Because then I was like the Marines, because the Marine flag was the first flag. Is your co-owner a Marine as well?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Okay. So you guys have been battle buddies?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No,
that's how we know each other too.
That's awesome. So that's been a years of friendship and things that, you know, no one else could really relate to. You know, I've had a friend of mine, his name was Nicky Hands. He came on a podcast. He was a Marine as well. He was a mortarman. Now it's his job. Name of the episode was Certified Badass, because that's how I look at you guys. You know, you guys are certified badasses, you know? So when I was looking through everything and I'm like, okay, axe throwing, guys are Marine, badass, axe throwing, badass too. It kind of makes sense. It all makes sense, honestly. It's full circle. What was your job in the Marines?
So for the majority of the time, I was a Marine security guard, and that's how I met Jose.
Mm-hmm.
We were both working security at U.S. Embassy Podgorica, Montenegro. And so basically you have local guards who are the people that you'll see at the exterior of the gates at an embassy. And then on the interior, you'll have Marine security guards that run the security center with all the cameras and the buttons and the buzzers and all like the cool looking stuff.
Wow, man. That's very intense. And how long were you in service?
6 years.
6 years. Okay. Well, good for you, man. Good for you. Thanks for your service. I'm surprised you don't have any tattoos. I'm shocked you don't have any tattoos.
One of the few.
One of the few. As a matter of fact, remember that day I was going to go get tattoos when we went to the Electric City Axe Ring. So yeah, I got that right there.
Nice. Yeah, and I was going to ask about that.
And then the hangman on the back, which I'll show you later. But yeah, no, that's really, really cool. And, you know, what do you take away most from the military? You know, like what's a mindset that you have instilled into you from when you were training to now that maybe you use in everyday life?
There's a lot, but a huge thing is definitely a strong work ethic and self-discipline, without a doubt.
Strong worth ethic and self-discipline. So yeah, just being able to go through the trials and tribulations, even when you were having those inspectors come through and they were nitpicking at one thing and another, you know, just having to fight through all those.
Yeah. I mean, you get a huge confidence boost in the military, specifically the Marines, and you really learn that you can do literally anything you want if you try hard enough and you keep yourself disciplined and you work hard at it. And when you come back to the States and you see, you know, all your friends who are civilians, and there's a lot of people who are really talented and a lot of hard workers, but there's a lot of people that, you know, that like, hey, if I like compete with this person, I can blow them out of the water because I know I can work way harder than they can. And I knew that that kind of gave me confidence to go to college, because even though I had like, I think a 2 point something GPA in high school. I knew that now that I kind of grew up and was mature and learned how to do work for the first time, I could actually go to school and study and do homework and actually graduate.
So it translated pretty well, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. And what did you go to school for? You said you're graduating this Sunday.
Yeah, business administration.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Good for you, man. That's awesome, man. School, being able to do that. You know, you live quite the life. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
28.
28? All right, man. Yeah, you're doing your thing. Awesome. Awesome. I'm trying to keep up. I'm only 25. We got a ways to go.
Got time.
Yeah. We got a ways to go. I'm not worried about it at all. So I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with any other sports involving axes or similar to axe throwing? You know, like, you know, what's it called? Lumberjack games.
Lumberjack games? I say my knowledge of all sports is pretty much on an amateur level.
Okay.
To be fair.
Gotcha, gotcha. Would you ever add the game stump to your facility? Do you know what stump is? I think you and I were talking about this.
Yeah, with the hammer and the nails?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've actually thought about doing that, and I just kind of had that on my to-do list.
That's awesome, man. I was actually hoping that somehow, some way, I was going to be able to acquire a stump, like a tree stump, and be able to provide it to you and be like, here, man, here you go. I got your tree stump. I'll find one. I just got to go to the woods, dude. That's all I got to do. We're going to take a break real quick because I'm sweating bullets. I'm not going to lie. So I'm going to take a quick break here, and we're going to press pause, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back for an intermission. Sorry about that. I was sweating bullets. I have some Cafe Bustelo in this cup, and it's an espresso-based coffee, and it's really doing some stuff to me today, man. I'm over here sweating bullets with the lights on always. But anyway, we're back here, and, you know, before we cut off the camera, I know you and I mentioned doing a giveaway, you know, so I want to tell you guys that, you know, from my experience, I had a ball, and I want you guys to have the same opportunity to go ahead and experience the facility. So Sam has been so kind enough to offer a giveaway, which him and I both agreed on. Three winners. Okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have three winners, and within those three winners, you're going to get four tickets per winner. Okay, so 12 tickets total, but one key winner. So we're going to pull the names. We're going to do a draw, a raffle. Definitely stay tuned and stay tuned for that. So thank you, Sam, for offering that, you know, giving the people an opportunity to experience your facility. And, you know, that's a milestone, if I really think about it, you know, like for myself, you know, because I've always talked about your milestone. So thank you. Thank you so much. Like, this right here is a milestone. This podcast for me is a milestone. Okay.
Why's that?
Because I've never had an establishment, like a business, like an established business, a building that I've had come on a podcast. This has always been my goal. Like, there's a lot of local shops, you know, like not, you know, we'll say mom and pop, you know, not ran by the man. This has been a goal of mine, a milestone, and this is the first time that it's actually happening. So thank you for that, you know, and seriously, like, I mean that to the most. And it's like, you know, these things are happening and I move through them and I don't even recognize them because I said I was going to do it like 2-3 years ago and here we are doing it. So like, thank you so much for that, you know, and the giveaway, that's another milestone that we are, you know, going ahead and doing here. So, like I said, all you're going to have to do is you're going to have to like when we post, okay? So, I'll definitely, we'll make a reel. You'll see, keep your eyes up, heads up, ears out, and just make sure that you're listening because we will do a raffle. You're going to have to like the video, comment that you're done, and follow our pages, man. Show some love. Maybe leave a review. You know, reviews are big in a business aspect, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So once again, Sam, thanks. You know, this is a milestone, bro. Like, but it's hard to acknowledge it because I've already set my eyes on a next milestone, you know, and that's really, really cool, man. I love it. I love it. I love what we're doing here.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. I mean, I think any business should be trying to reach their audience in any way possible. So if you're not going on podcasts and trying to share your story and connect with your audience, then I don't know what you're doing in business. But thank you so much for this opportunity.
No doubt, man. Have you ever done a podcast before, or is this your first one?
Yeah, we did one podcast before, yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, thanks for that, man. And you know, I definitely want to go ahead and explore the demographic. You know, like, there's First Fridays around here. Do you participate in First Friday? Do you know what that is?
Never even heard of it.
You don't know what it is? All right, I'm going to put you on a game. Let's give you some Scranton ear talk. My ears are to the ground, bro. Here we go. First Friday is every first Friday of the month in Scranton. And it's the first weekend of the month, Friday, Saturday. All the local business owners, they allow pop-up shops, you know, to come into, like, so let's say, are you familiar with the one place down here? It's called Tusk?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tusk, you know, tattoo artist, apothecary, and, you know, jewelry, I think, as well, and so on and so forth. But they, like, let's say there's a painter or a photographer who has photos that they've been taking all month, and they don't have somewhere to, they don't have a store of their own. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Tusk will allow them to be there and for the weekend from Friday to Saturday and sell their products, or maybe, like, you know, like, they'll have these photos and you leave a dollar, and then it's just like an honor type of code. So first Friday is what people do within the city of Scranton every, like, first Friday of the month. And those are opportunities that I want to throw myself towards, because I feel like that would be a great way for me to connect with business owners and just entrepreneurs of like-minded individuals, like people who are doing their own thing, that they're building, that they might not have a facility, but they went ahead and they correlated themselves with a business owner and created an opportunity for themselves. So a first Friday for you might be something that you might want to look into. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'd definitely be interested in that. We do specials as much as we can. If you go on our website or on our social media, we do usually two specials a week. Right now during the summer months, it's on Fridays and Sundays. And during the winter months, it's during Thursdays and Sundays. And it could be ladies' night, guys' night, parents' night. It could be...
That's dope. You know, Adult Swim. Remember, yeah, Adult Swim? That was the worst. Yeah. That was the worst. Never made any sense.
Yeah, that was a memorable moment when I went there for the first time.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do a lot of different specials. So we do free throwing on your birthday month.
Okay.
But I think it's on second Friday of the month or something like that. But yeah, just look at our website. All of our specials are on there.
Okay. Awesome. Wait, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You said free throwing on your birthday month?
Yeah. So two days ago, mm-hmm. Thursday, it was free throwing for everyone who had a May birthday.
What?
Yeah.
That's tough. That's really, really cool, man. That's good to know. Because, you know, they have that list of 100 things that you can do on your birthday, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about? You free stuff for your birthday. You mm-hmm. got to get your name on that list. Electric City Axe Throwing. And nonetheless, with the first Friday, the city of Scranton actually prints out like a map, and your business will be on there. Who is at the facility will be on there. Like, what's going on at this place will be on there. You know, it's really, really cool. I don't know the ins and outs, all the details. I've done one in my time in Scranton, which, like I said, I've been very lackadaisical with it. I had a podcast with another podcaster explain my reasoning as to why I'm having some difficulty doing that. But nonetheless, these are the opportunities that this city provides, you know, that provides. So first Friday would be really, really cool for you guys to do. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I'll definitely look into that.
No doubt. And the more and more I go out to them, you know, I'm going to definitely hand your business card out and show the people what's going on out there. And just, like I said, keep hitting these milestones. Get the next business, because the portfolio's there now. You know, I feel like the portfolio's there. May I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely.
From the Middleman podcast standpoint, from an outside looking in, okay, what was your impression looking at the page, you know, things that maybe, because you're now in business admin, so maybe you know a thing or two, and I'm not afraid to take some feedback. You know, I would actually love feedback. You know, like maybe some things that were interesting to look at on a page that, you know, maybe I should do more or less of. I'm not opposed to any feedback.
I mean, I honestly thought you guys were further along than you are. You seem very comfortable behind the mic. You have a good radio voice. Definitely Thanks. Sound very good on the mic, for sure. Not trying to fluff you up. But I mean, I hear the way I sound on the mic. Like, you know how, like, some people hear themselves on camera and they're like, oh, that's what I sound like?
Yeah.
I need to take some voice lessons or something. But yeah, I mean, I could definitely take some time and go through things and tell you what I think. But
okay.
I mean, I thought it looked good, looked professional. Definitely, you knew your vision, you knew your mission, what you want to, you wanted the world to see you a certain way, and you definitely had your product, and this is how I want to tell our stories to the public. And if you like this, then you like the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, you talk about like my vision, you know, and what I want to present to the world. And what's fun is I feel like from time to time, what I want to present to the world is change. Like there's two sides of Kevin, I guess you could say, right? You have the Middleman podcast version of me, which is what you're getting right here, live and direct. And then you have the Tea Time version of me, which is really Kevin. You know, like it's really me being like as silly as I usually am and have fun with. So thanks for that, you know. But yeah, you mentioned doing some business admin, you know, having some business knowledge. You know, were there any trials and tribulations with employees as you're working, you know, starting to figure stuff out? You kind of just mentioned something earlier and we're just segueing into that right now.
Yeah. So a huge learning point for us as a new business is we were trying to run this business and also finish school. And Jose also has a different job that he does, as well as his service in the Marine Corps Reserves. So we brought in a few different team members to help us run things while we're not there every single day. And we kind of manage and come down on the weekends as much as we can, but we definitely needed help. So we had a couple different employees. Some were better than others. We had one guy who was our very first employee, Chris, who does the crafting. Still have a great relationship with him. But we had two other guys who came in shortly after him. And for a year, they were fantastic. I had never heard any complaints from customers. And they had shown initiative and they were involved with the league. And things were going well. And then I started noticing a little bit of like sketchy clockouts on our Square app, and I started looking at the cameras, and I would go back as far as our camera footage could go, and it turns out they had been falsely logging in their hours, and I like edited it all up, and between the both of them it was like $3,000 worth of like hours. And like I understood, like, hey, if this was like some big company, you know, like if they were working over at like Montage Mountain and they make millions of dollars or something like that, then that'd be one thing. But I'm like, man, like we don't really make that much money. And like our payroll is definitely our biggest expense. And like as a small business, like when you steal from a business, like you're stealing straight out of your boss's pocket, you know, it's not like some big corporation. So I was like pretty like, I don't know if offended was the right word, disappointed. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely felt betrayed, you know, because we'd come in and we'd hang out with these guys on the weekends. We'd, you know, shoot the shit and like be friendly. And, you know, like we're never like mean to them or anything. Like if they mess something up, we'd be like, hey, don't do that anymore. This is how I want you to do things. We're understanding, try to give them as much flexibility, as much autonomy as possible. So to find out that they were stealing from us was like a huge shock. Yeah. Plus, like, I felt like that was a really dumb thing to do. You know, it's like you might get a little bit more money, but like you're going to completely burn that bridge if you don't get in any legal trouble. And then like now you're dishonest. Now you're a thief. And it's like, you know, is that really how you want to start your career?
Yeah.
You know, you want that on your conscience for the rest of your life. But I wish to stop there. But both of them ended up quitting before we even had the chance to fire them. And so they left us with literally no employees. It was just us having to come and cover all the shifts. And we had to hurry and hire replacements as quick as possible because one guy just quit, like walked out the door. And we thought he was joking, you know, because we were just in there like having a conversation. And he's like, I'm gone. And he walks out and he puts his keys on the desk. And we looked at the other guy and we're like, he's joking, right? Because like we weren't even like having a serious conversation. We were just joking around and he just leaves.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the other guy, 2 days later, he calls me and he says that he has like this really big offer for a company that he wants to intern for and he has to take it. And turns out that was all a lie. And he's actually starting a competing mobile axe throwing business in Scranton. And that's why he was leaving.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we both have to fight unemployment conversation claims from both of them, even though they quit and they both stole from us.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, man. That's rough, man. Being a boss, man. Thanks for the insight on that. I'm sorry that happened to you, man. Sheesh. When you open up your business, did you open it up like right after COVID?
Yeah, July 2021. So, I don't know. COVID was like foggy. There was like no clear.
Yeah.
And it just kind of faded out.
How did you guys like really promote your business when you first opened your doors? What were the things that you were hitting the ground running with?
Well, it was definitely a learning process right from the get-go. I tried to do a lot of promotion on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that like it's a lot harder than I thought it would be. And yeah. So we didn't really see that many people until we got a lot of like word of mouth customers. And I definitely say without a doubt that word of mouth is like by far your strongest advertising in this business for sure.
In every business for some reason, you know, within this podcast of talking to other business owners and entrepreneurs, it seems like word of mouth is definitely the way to go. Like I could literally give you my business card with a QR code and you still probably won't scan it. You know, it's like, but the word of mouth aspect of it seems to be the most effective on every level, you know, across the board. You know, so as a boss, you know, I want to ask you this question because I'm reading this book right now. Mentioned it before. It's Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil. And one of the pages that I got up to gave me a really interesting point here. Okay, have you ever heard of a personal success equation?
I don't think so.
Okay, neither have I until this book. So I'm like, all right, this is pretty interesting. And it's basically a guideline for freedom and success is what it's supposed to inform you on. So, you know, you're going to read some things and you got to take it with a grain of salt and make your best out of it. So here's how it goes. I actually have it verbatim. It's actually a formula. They presented it as a formula. Okay, so here, I'll show you the formula. You see right there, the PT plus A. Okay, so it's parentheses P plus T times A, close parentheses plus F. Okay, I know that sounds like a bunch of bonkers stuff. Mike, maybe you could plug it in down here so it doesn't look as crazy. But basically it says, combine your passion with your talent and seeking the right associations and taking the right action are very important components. So it's saying here, right? Combine your passion. That's the P.
Mm-hmm.
P is a passion. With right talent, okay? With your talent, that's a T plus T. So first get your passion and your talent. Add them together, all right? Then seek the right associations. Find your associates. Find the people you want to be around, okay? And then take the right action, all right? So then there's the other, right? Take the right action. You know, what are you going to do with these people who you've gotten in your corner and what are the steps to your success? But there's one more thing outside of parentheses. It's the plus the F, okay? It's the only thing outside the parentheses there, okay? And that, it says, so, and taking the right actions are very important components for success. But it is when you combine all these components with a strong faith in yourself and your mission that you truly have your personal success equation. What do you make of that?
That's complicated, man. I'll be honest.
Okay. Okay. So, I like it. I think it makes perfect sense. You know, I think it makes perfect sense. And especially, I don't know, are you a religious man? Do you have a faith in a higher power?
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
So with the faith aspect of it, you know, it's like that's the last thing that you need is that aspect of faith. You know, faith that you're going to open up your business. You know, that it's gonna grow into something fantastic. You know, it's going to sustain itself. You know, maybe you're going to open a second facility. Do you have any plans to open up a second facility?
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Definitely an idea.
Okay. You know, same thing with the podcast. You know, like faith in continuing to go. Faith in that there will be an episode 100. Faith in that there's going to be an episode 1000. Passion, talent, association, action. Damn, that quote's crazy, man. I love it. Sorry. It all just clicked. It all just clicked right now. my fault. Just tapped your foot there.
That's cute.
But hey... That's funny, man. But hey, we're over here. We're going to wrap up the Middleman podcast here. We're going to switch over into tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. Sam, before we get on the air here, I'd like to give my guest the floor. Any inspirational messages, any messages that you want to leave the guest, a final cliff note, if you would. You know, the floor is yours, and this is the time to do it.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for having us out. Definitely a huge help. Any way we can work on our promotion, you know, definitely I don't think you guys understand how big of a help you guys are to us, and it should be us thanking you and not the other way around. So keep doing the good work.
Thank you.
And for all the listeners, I'd definitely be happy to see you guys come to the axe throwing range. It's definitely really fun to learn. So if it's your first time, it just means you're going to have that much more fun learning a new skill. And it's really not that hard, to be honest. And even if you aren't good at it and you suck, it's still fun to come like play games with your friends and have a couple beers. And, you know, if you're that bad, we've got Jenga and a pool table. So you can do all that stuff too.
That's funny, man. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you for coming out. You know, you're saying thank me, thank you. And, you know, we're out here, we're just doing it, man. You just helped me complete a milestone without even noticing that it's happening. And I just really appreciate the opportunity, to be able to come to your facility and work with an established businessman. It means so much to me. So thank you so much.
The first of many, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. More. That's the truth. You heard it here first on the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. Stick around for tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona IST. And make sure that you like, comment, and follow to win a chance to be at Electric City Axe Throwing giveaway. Free 99. You can't beat it. It's free 99.
That's right.
See y'all later. Peace. All right. I know what you're thinking. Kev, seriously? Another ad? Are you serious, bro? But listen. If you're enjoying this conversation, you really want to listen to this ad, okay? Listen, I got good news for you. We have exclusive bonus content strictly on YouTube after this podcast with the same guests, right? Check this out. And this segment is called Tea Time, right? Now, Tea Time is not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. So that's right. Do yourself a favor. Go out there, buy yourself an Arizona Iced Tea, and join us strictly on YouTube for extra bonus content on Tea Time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.